The Trump administration isn't alone in its fight against California's new laws that protect undocumented immigrants. Several cities here in the Golden State are also defying Sacramento. Well, earlier this month, the city of Los Alamitos voted to exempt itself from the state's so-called sanctuary policies. These laws, among other things, limit cooperation between local agencies and federal immigration agents. Other cities, particularly in Orange County, are exploring similar ideas. And with more now, we turn to Gustavo Arellano. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Larry.
You know, Los Alamitos is a city that really doesn't make a lot of national headlines, but this vote did. What does it do exactly?
Yeah, no. Los Alamitos, second smallest town in Orange County. Probably the biggest thing it has going for it is the Los Al High football team, which has been a powerhouse forever and ever. And right now, actually, they haven't even voted to make it official. So at the city council meeting last week, they passed by a 4-1 vote a plan that would say, okay, we're going to vote on it in about a month or so because we're going to explore whether we could even do this, whether it's going to be against California law or not. And all it's saying is that we're not going to follow the California Values Act, the so-called sanctuary state bill.
How common is it for cities in the OC to defy state law?
Well, they always talk about defying state law. Remember, this is Orange County going back, John Birch Society, 1960s, land where all the good Republicans go to die. But this one in particular really ties into a favorite game of Orange County, which is hating on immigrants, especially hating on illegal immigrants. And that's all this is doing. Los Alamitos, it's really a time warp in Orange County. It's 70% white. It's still mostly Republican, very middle class. That's not how the rest of Orange County looks like. It has a very, very small Latino population, and of the undocumented population, probably none, actually, or very few, because it's a middle-class town and it's far away from, like, say, Santa Ana, those other spots. So all this is posturing more than anything. It's that if, in fact, they said we're not going to follow the California law and sanctuary state, it's not going to make much of a difference in Los Alamitos.
Let's talk about some of the other cities that are also looking into this. How far along are they?
Right now, it's just talk. Yorba Linda, which, of course, all the way up in North Orange County, that's actually Nixon territory. They're going to file a friend of the court brief alongside the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' federal lawsuit against California. Huntington Beach, they're going to talk about at the city council meeting this week. The Orange County Board of Supervisors, they're mulling whether to file their own lawsuit against California, whether to also file a friend of the court case. And you're going to see a couple more of these in Orange County. It's easy political points. It just riles up the conservative base, which still does a lot of the voting in Orange County. And it's not going to cost anything unless, though, you go as far as Los Alamitos is planning to do, because the other thing that's happening is already the ACLU saying this is going to go against the law and we're going to sue you folks if you try to do this.
Oh, look, I think it's safe to say that in decades past, right, Orange County was known as a refuge of sorts for anti-immigrant rhetoric, right? But that's certainly changed in recent years. So what do you think this means, particularly if other cities follow Los Alamitos?
It's the last gasp of that old, nasty Orange County. Of course, we have been going through this last gasp for 25 years. Let's not forget, Orange County was the birthplace of Proposition 187, which the California Republican Party hitched its flag to about 25 years ago, especially the former governor of California, Pete Wilson, for his reelection bid. And now the Republican Party is dead statewide. That's what's been happening in Orange County for the past 25 years. So you have these fits and spurts because that old Orange County is still here, but it's slowly going away. And you have this new Orange County, where even in Los Alamitos, there's moves to, at the city council meeting where they'll vote for us, to protest the Los Al City Council, saying this is just bad government, period. It's not just bad, it's not just anti-immigrant, but if you're inviting a lawsuit, and just to show you how much the Los Alamitos City Council knows it's just political posturing, the mayor of Los Al, Troy Edgar, he actually started a GoFundMe account telling people, hey, we're probably going to have legal fees for this, so can you give us free money? Which, that's just being, that's child's play.
Gustavo Arellano and KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.